I talked to Peyton last night, and I talked to Dallas, a couple times a week. So, I still got a lot of good friends over there, so we talk on a week-to-week basis.
This Sunday will bring back memories for Brandon Stokely, playing against his former team and friends. Stokely played four seasons with the Colts and made a name for himself as a receiver, with his best season coming in 2004, where he had 1,077 yards receiving and 10 touchdowns. After an injury-plagued season last year, the Colts decided to let Stokely walk, and after signing with the Broncos, he had week four circled.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, when I first signed here, you know, I definitely noticed that we were playing Indy. So I'm looking forward to it, definitely. You want to say, hey, you know, I made it back from this injury. You know, y'all probably didn't think I could make it back. And a little bit of you does want to do that. But, you know, all in all, I just want to go out there and play good football and try to get better this week.
Stokely knows the Colts offense well and will be willing to offer some advice, but knows his good friend Peyton Manning well enough that he will change things up.
Maybe a little bit. You know, but they change so much, and I'm sure they'll be changing up their signals and stuff like that. You know, he's so paranoid, and they're so paranoid over there. So I'm sure they'll be changing things up. But, whatever I can do to help, definitely. No, I mean, he guards his signals pretty closely. You know, he doesn't want those to get out. So, and they got signals for everything, though. So, and he'll change them up if he thinks somebody hears them on TV or something like that. They'll change them up. I'm sure they'll have a few wrinkles in their game plan.
I'm sure he's talking to the defensive guys a little bit, giving them some heads up. But I mean, the Colts aren't stupid. I mean, they know Brandon's going to tip them off, and I'm sure that they've got some tricks up their sleeve over there yet. So I don't know how much insight Stoke can really give us.
Players as well know Stokely can help, but need to prepare as if no tips were handed out.
I'm sure Stokely, maybe the coordinators have, but as you know, going to the game, you can't assume that they're going to do anything in the past. They'll be ready, you know, knowing that we may ask a question. So I'm sure they're going to go in with a totally different game plan as we're going to prepare ourselves.
So did Stokely and Manning exchange some words this past week over the game?
No, nothing at all. Nothing at all. So I don't know if we'll talk anymore this week, though, so we'll see.
But once the final whistle sounds, Stokely will once again talk with his friends in blue. But for 60 minutes, he would love to help give the Colts their first loss of the season. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.